Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Well, hey kids, is it Thursday already?
No!
Well, I guess that means it's time for another Just Another Fanboy Classic episode. This week, we have episode number 25, which was originally released on Wednesday, February the 14th, 2007, and it's really quite the special episode with what I claim to be the first ever comic book podcast cliffhanger. I don't know if that claim is true, or if I'm just making it up, but I make the claim all the same. Anyway, this episode is over an hour long, so I'm just going to let you get to it. Enjoy.
Do not attempt to adjust your iPod. You are listening to Just Another Fanboy, the only podcast that lets its wife share the spotlight for Valentine's Day instead of buying her jewelry. Just Another Fanboy is a Lynx Broadcasting production. Lynx, like the cat.
Just like a comic book. Just like a comic book. Just like a comic book. Just like a comic book.
And now, direct from the If You Have to Ask, You Can Afford It jewelry department of the local pawn shop, your host and my adoringly frugal husband, Steven.
Aww, that was nice. Hey, welcome to episode number 25 of the Just Another Fanboy. You know, I'm going to do things a little differently this week. I'm going to stray from show format because, dang it, this is a special show.
That's right.
And being that it's a special show, I have a special guest with me tonight.
Hey.
My wife, Karen. Say hello.
I just did. Hello. Oh,
sorry. So...
This is going to be fun.
Yeah. The reason I have Karen on tonight is because really this podcast would not be in existence if it were not for my wife. See, about 7 or 8 months or so ago.
I have no response to that.
Okay. About 7 or 8 months or so ago, I was invited to do a podcast for Lynx Broadcasting. And I
like the cat.
Like the cat meow. And I brought it up to Karen and told her, hey, we should do a podcast together. Mm-hmm. And I had this whole thing planned out. And her response was, no, I don't really want to do one, but hey, you should do one. And the rest is history. So.
Yeah. And you should do one about comic books and get it out of your system. And that way you don't have to talk about comic books with me all the time.
Yeah. Cause you're not really into the comic books too much.
Don't care at all. No.
She doesn't read. I've learned long ago, you know, I read certain books like The Pride of Baghdad and I'm thinking she would love this, but
you know, we don't have this thing scripted tonight, but I have some ideas of what I'm going to say. And probably a lot of fans of comic books aren't going to like it, but there are a lot of you who are married to people who don't necessarily like comic books and they'll understand what I have to say.
Yeah.
But I love you.
So
you say I love you too.
I love you too. Okay. So I also let Karen listen to every one of my shows. I make her. Mm-hmm. I strap her down to a chair and slap the headphones on her and make her listen. So I thought it might be kind of fun to maybe ask her, you know, what were some of your favorite moments in the Just Another Fanboy podcast?
Well, I always like your commercials. I think those are comic genius.
Well, thank you.
I like those. I like the addition of the bloopers.
Yes.
And one of these days I'm going to jump in when you're recording and you don't know I'm around and go, boo!
To which I'll
I shouldn't have told you because now it's going to ruin it because I want to be part of the bloopers too. Maybe I'll do that later tonight.
See, and as I record, my back is to the dining room where she would enter at. So I'm going to spend a lot of times. I'm going to spend a lot of times recording with my head turned around.
Yeah.
Is this going to be the night that she sneaks in and says,
"Boo"? It's going to sound like this. Yeah. It's because he's going to be turning his.
Any particular commercial?
No.
That springs to mind?
But
no.
I like the addition of the bloopers and I like the addition of the 30 seconds of.
30 seconds of nonsense.
Yeah, I think that's frighteningly funny. I mean, it's funny if you're a listener, but I'm actually married to you, so the things that are going on in your head kind of freak me out a little bit, because it's like, where does that come from? That's just
comes
weird.
From my bowels.
Okay.
Sometimes
I have no response to that either.
Sometimes I eat a big bowl of chili, and my bowels start speaking to me, and, you know.
Okay, next. Next question.
So one of my favorite moments was from episode number 5, the I'm Taking Up Space song. Did you enjoy that?
I think that's hilarious.
That actually is
a real story.
That comes from a true story. When I was a young lad, about, I don't know, a decade or so ago, I worked third shift and was crashing at a friend's apartment. And he would go to work in the morning and I'd come to his apartment and crash on the couch. And we had a couple of friends who were unemployed. They knew knew that I was there sleeping on the couch, and they thought it would be fun to come over every single day knocking on the door until I would come up, wake up and answer it. But one of the mornings I'm there sleeping and the phone rings, and of course it's not my apartment, so I don't answer the phone, but I let the machine get it.
Back in the day of machines before voicemail.
Yeah, this was an actual tape machine.
Right.
And the machine beeps, and I just hear, "I'm taking up space, I'm taking up space, I'm taking up space on your answer machine." And this went on for literally over and over for a good 5 minutes. And that doesn't sound like a long time. 5 minutes in answering machine world,
that's
though, is
forever.
A long time.
That's
and
infinity.
I went through these levels of, what an jackass.
What's your language?
Sorry, kids. But. After really 4.5 minutes, I'm laying on the couch just laughing my bulbous rump off of the couch because it was so funny. And I knew that one day.
That takes dedication for somebody to go on and on like that.
He was unemployed.
Yeah, but still, I mean.
You know, they always reminded me of the, of a Primus song where he says, funny thing about weekends when you're unemployed, they don't mean quite so much except
true
you get
that.
To hang out with your working friends. And that's
hey,
what
now
these
you're
guys.
Depressing
okay,
me
sorry.
I'm unemployed.
But so, would you like me to play the song?
But on purpose.
Would you like me to play the song? Should
sure.
I play it like a best of?
I think a best of. Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Well, I'll pop the tape in here, and then we'll give it a listen.
Let's do that.
I'm taking up space. I'm taking up space. I'm taking up space in your podcast. I'm taking up space.
I'm taking up space.
I'm taking up space.
I'm taking up space.
I'm taking up space in your podcast.
Okay, great. That was
I'm taking up space.
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 I'm taking up space in your podcast.
I'm taking up space.
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 I'm taking up space in your podcast.
Okay, again, great. Thank
I'm
you.
Taking up space.
I'm
come
taking
on.
Up space.
I'm taking up space.
I'm taking up space.
I'm taking up space.
I'm taking up space in your podcast.
I'm taking up space.
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 I'm taking up space in your podcast.
Okay, great. That's enough. No more.
I'm
I don't want to
up space.
Come on.
I'm taking up
guys,
space.
I'm taking up space.
I'm taking up space.
Guys, if you don't stop, I'm going to have to get violent. Do you want me to get violent? I'm going to get violent
I'm
on you.
Up space.
Don't make me get violent
space.
On you. Oh, fine. Here I go.
Space.
You want it?
I'm
here it comes.
Space. I'm taking up space.
Take that. There. Okay. Then. All right. You two try to hijack my show again. I'm going to blow the both of you up. Got it?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. That was fun.
That's just good, clean fun.
That's just comedy gold. That was actually the episode that Gary Indiana first came aboard. joined the show. Norman's cousin. He's a nice guy.
He's a very nice guy.
He eats a lot of our food.
Yeah, I guess he does. You know who I'd like to see return, though?
No.
That would be Norman, Oklahoma's sister.
Enid?
Yeah. Whatever happened to that good old Enid? She was great.
I think she works third shift.
I think she works.
She works
24/7.
Yeah, she does. So.
But anyway, people might not remember. She did the voice of,
Princess Buttercup.
Yes, Princess Buttercup.
Back when I did the, went at the movies with Gary Indiana when Gary did the, movie contests.
I'd like to see you doing that again if more people would respond. Is that the problem?
No.
I kind
of
like
that. Just got tired of it.
Okay.
Gary doesn't believe in gambling and prizes and stuff. So.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, then you're going to have to find a way to get Enid back in here once in a while for something.
I'll give her a holler.
I think that there's too much testosterone on Just Another Fanboy.
That's what comics are, testosterone.
Oh. Okay.
Big pecs, biceps, giant guns.
Bang, bang.
So one thing I also find interesting about the show is really when it comes down to it, your favorite aspect of the show is not the show in and of itself.
No.
But it's what you are allowed to do.
It's my downtime.
It's your downtime. Because why do you need the downtime?
Why do I need the downtime?
What do you do that? Well,
okay. So it takes you like hours and hours to do this thing.
Yeah.
On Tuesday nights. And we live in a pretty tiny little place. Wasn't called the low rent tips of the week for nothing. And things have to remain very quiet. The computer's right in the middle of the living room and everything's all connected. So have to be quiet. So I can't be banging around in the kitchen or watching TV here in the living room. So
the studio.
Yeah, oh, sorry. The studio. So I take a little TV into the bathroom every Tuesday night and take myself a good 2 hour long hot bubble bath.
And I want to introduce my stepdaughter who's just walked into the studio.
See, this is the problem. The walking in, the walking out. I mean, what you don't hear is Stephen going, letting the cat in and out because the cat meows, wants to go in and out of the room. So he probably gets up and down 10 times just to do that. We'll have to let her stay out here tonight and let her meow because she's like a cat meow. That'd be good.
And so so Abby's always bugging me, when are you going to let me on the show? When are you going to let me on the show? So
and she just walked into the room very quietly.
Abby, say hi.
Hi.
Get a little bit closer to the microphone. This is Abby. This is my 19-year-old baby.
And Abby actually reads some comics because she was introduced to them by who?
By my awesome kick butt stepdad.
That's me.
Yeah, I have him to thank for that.
So,
anyway,
why is it that you enjoy the bath so much? What do you do all day long that you need this relaxation time?
I raise our children.
How many children do we have?
We have 4 children with Abby.
She kind of takes care of herself, though.
She does, and she's a big help around with the other little ones. But three children, 4 and under, and yeah, I don't get a lot of time to myself. So Tuesday nights is a great time for me to just be allowed without guilt or, you know, like I should be doing something else to just go and watch Boston Legal in the bubble bath, which I missed tonight because of this. But Denny Crane.
Yeah, I miss
I like Boston bubble baths. Legal. Yeah. Tuesday nights are my night. Well, yeah, because you never get to watch it.
No.
And we don't have like a TiVo.
No.
Low rent.
No, we don't
even
have.
Low rent.
We don't even have cable.
No, but that's kind of by choice.
Yeah.
For me.
We had a choice between cable and a Netflix subscription, and we chose Netflix.
Yeah. That way we get to choose.
This is really boring.
You think? Okay, well, let's move along. Let's talk about some of the things that I don't like about comic books.
Okay.
About being married to somebody who likes comic books.
Okay.
Let me just tell the little story about how I actually kept track on a calendar at one point how many days in a row the word comic book came out of your mouth.
674 days ago.
I quit counting at 75. And then we had ourselves kind of a knockdown fight about it.
She arm wrestled me.
Yeah, well, And I won for a while until the podcast came along.
Now I have to talk.
Exactly. Now
I bounce show ideas off of.
Yeah. At least now I'm involved in it. Whereas before, then it wasn't just, ooh, comic book this and I read this one and I read that one. It would be like, my comics are going to show up today and it's raining. So make sure you hear when the UPS guy comes, or when the credits of a TV show would be rolling, you'd say, see that name? That guy writes. Or does the pictures for this book or that book. So in some way, comics were mentioned every day for 75 days in a row before I kind of lost it. And he was like, you know, I was like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want you to have any part of it. I want you to stop getting all of them. I want you to sell the ones that you've got. I'm sick of hearing about it. He's like, you just don't want me to have something else in my life that I love and I really enjoy. And I said, no, that in a way, that's true, because to me, it was like you'd gone the route of being a polygamist and had brought another, let me explain this, another love into your life that I had to compete with. Because if men who love comic books would treat their wives with as much attention, affection, as they treat their comic books. I mean, the way that y'all turn the pages ever so slowly so as not to tear them or wrinkle them, and the way that you so lovingly support them with the boards before you so carefully put them in the bag. I mean, that's love. And that, anyway, Abby was just showing me something, so I lost my train of thought. But anyway, I was jealous of the time and attention and affection that you seemed to give to the comic books. And instead of just saying that, I kept track on a calendar for 75 days and then rubbed it in your face.
So, gentlemen, send your hate mail to justanotherfanboy@gmail.com. Ladies, send your you go girl email
well,
to
no, don't
just
say
another
that
fanboy.
Because ladies like comic books,
this
too.
This is true. There's a
the
lot
one
of-
thing that helped me turn the corner a little bit is when Megan Mullally said on her talk show that she was a comic book fan. That impressed me. I mean, yeah, I knew about the guy who named his kid Kal-El.
Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. And I thought, you know,
sad.
Boys, you know, boys
I'd
are weird.
That's sad.
But when you find, well, yeah, he actually suggested the name Peter Parker though for our son. So, anyway,
I tried to get Oliver too, but Green Arrow reference, but.
If we had another son, which we won't have anymore, Oliver's a good name. But anyway, let's get back to,
Anyway,
it was your mistress, and I was jealous.
I love the sweet caress of a well-written graphic story now and then.
And they're also, you know, carefully boxed away up in the attic, just taking up space in my attic.
So,
hope you're all enjoying this as much as we are.
One of the things
I miss Boston Legal for this man,
Denny Crane. One of
James Spader.
He's so fine.
He's blind. He's practically blind.
Blind.
That's a trivial thing, but that has nothing to do with comics. But they don't allow him to wear his glasses, and he can't wear contacts. So
practically blind.
Yeah. So he has to really.
And he's fine.
Got nothing to do with the Just Another Fanboy podcast. So
no.
Thank you all for listening and sending in stuff, because that really makes his day.
Speaking of sending in stuff.
Yeah.
One of the something I did last week in a
I say yeah, like I know what you're talking about.
In a very shameless way was to get in contact with all the guys that do all the my favorite podcasts that I listen to.
So cool, these guys.
And the one thing I do enjoy about doing a comic book podcast is that the comic book podcasting community is very, very tight. Very, you know, a lot of really good, friendly people out there.
Good peeps.
Very supportive. You know, you don't have a lot of, I'm not talking about your show on my show, because then you'll get my listeners and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, not like that at all, really.
But I contacted these guys and I said, hey, you know, I'm doing an episode 25, which really in the podcasting world is kind of a big deal. There's a lot of podcasts that'll start out and maybe do like 4 episodes and then just stop.
What do I get
for
a silver anniversary?
Smooch.
Oh, no, that's not made of silver. But anyway.
Silver lined smooch. Anyway, so I got a lot of happy 25th episode audio from some podcasts.
Really nice feedback from those guys.
You want to hear one?
I'd love to hear one. Let's load it up, buddy.
Hey, Steven. I really, really enjoy that username. It is indeed Ian Levenstein from the Comic Timing Podcast over at SpeakGeekSpeak.com/Comic Timing. And I just want to send you a congratulatory shout-out for your 25th episode. That is a milestone for any podcast because it proves that you're sticking around, baby. Damn, skip it! And you've got a very unique style that is really not out there anywhere, and I mean that definitely in a good way. I love the sense of humor that you bring to the podcast, and I certainly want to see it continue in the future. So here is to at least 25 more and possibly even 50 or 100 because God damn it, man, you have some talent and I certainly want to see it continue. So once again, congrats on 25, Steven, and hey, hope to maybe meet you someday because you seem like a pretty cool guy. Talk to you soon. Bye.
So that was Ian Levenstein.
That's good.
From the
Steve.
He does the I should, but let me mention real quick. He does the Comic Timing Podcast.
Comic Timing.
Over at Geek Speak.
That's a good
Geek
play on words.
SpeakGeek.com. And he mentions it. But I really like that show. Ian seems to be a really nice guy.
He does.
Not sure where he's from. And you asked me that, and I said, I don't know, Pennsylvania, New York, somewhere around there. So, Ian, if you're listening, email me, tell me where you're from, because I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that's... Let me say real quick, because he does make that little joke, Steven. That's not just a username. That's actually how I spell my name. S-T-E-E-V-E-N.
For anybody who's never seen your name in print and only heard you, it's S-T-E-E-V-E-N. And that's his name. So
don't wear it.
It's not a misprint. Like everybody always tries to correct it on forms that you fill out. They try to cross out an E like you made a mistake writing your own name.
Yeah.
But yeah, Steven, and I like what he said about, you know, the kind of talent that you've got, because I agree. I think it's very good.
I have no response
You're
to
very
that.
Very good writer, but I don't care how good you are. We're never moving to New York if SNL calls.
I don't think I want to live in a
and
big
I,
city.
Yeah. No.
We live in a quiet little town.
If they want you bad enough, they'll accept your writings.
Well, in this day and age, I wouldn't really have to, you know.
Anyway.
I don't know. But...
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. You're talented. Like, Let's hear another one, though.
Do you want to hear another one?
I want to hear another one.
Okay.
It's good for your ego.
My ego likes to be straight.
It's very good for your ego.
Oh, like a cat.
And since we're going to be talking like that.
Oh, quiet panel.
I think that would be a very good segue.
Okay.
Of course, we really don't sound like them.
I like the quiet.
I miss Princess Diana.
Quiet panelologists at work. They are good.
They're very good.
Yes. Of course, you've
we're doing a bad job. They're going to think we're...
Okay, here we go.
Quiet panel. Okay.
You heard the audio clip.
Yeah, it's great. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Hi, I'm John.
And I'm Matt.
We're from the Quiet Panelologist at Work podcast.
That's right. We're just dropping you a quick audio message to congratulate you on 25 episodes of the Another Fanboy podcast.
Hooray.
Congratulations.
Well done.
We'd just like to say we've listened to the Another Fanboy podcast and we'd like to give it a quick review. What do you think of it, John?
I liked it. It was good.
Maybe we should mention our podcast.
Yes, ours is slightly substandard.
Slightly substandard. Well, congratulations on 25 episodes, and here's to another 25.
Hooray!
This is the quiet panelologist at work, John and Matt. And I love their music. They always have some really cool music throughout their podcast. I wish they did it more than just once every 2 weeks.
Yeah. I know you enjoy them a lot. A lot.
A lot. So, speaking of commercials, my fake sponsor, speaking of commercials, is really bad segue. I didn't know how I was really going to do this episode. You know, I kind of formatted a regular episode for the week.
Your script.
Yeah, but I think I've already told Gary that he's probably not going to do his At the Movies. Norman will be coming in later to do The View from Norman, Oklahoma. I believe he's going to talk about deer. I don't know what that's all about. He's been carrying a gun around all week.
Yeah.
Apparently, he almost hit a deer. He had that problem last year where he hit two deer within
a
year period. So
he's pretty freaked out now. It's bad here. He's probably everywhere.
He saw a couple deer.
When you're driving,
day.
Is what we mean. Yeah. When you're driving on the highway.
They're not like coming up into the yard and asking for me or anything like that. You know,
that's funny.
So, but he's been, see, Kansas, we've passed that new law, the, concealed gun law where you can register and carry a gun. So most businesses around town have these signs up that say no guns allowed.
Okay.
Because you're...
I wouldn't know. I never get out.
Yeah.
This is news to me.
But...
Anywho.
So anyway...
I think what you're saying is that I'm taking up...
No, I...
As my Valentine's Day present from you being on here, we're straying a lot. And some things that you normally do might get left out.
Yeah, but I don't care.
Yeah, but
since episode 25.
Will you care, dear listener?
I don't know. I don't do this for them. I do this for me.
I apologize if you're offended, but I'm really grateful to have the chance to miss Boston Legal and not take my 2-hour bubble bath in order to be part of this. So anyway.
So since we're not talking comics at all, and we're like 23 minutes into it, I mentioned, I think, last week that I had to take my health risk assessment at work.
Yeah.
We have an on-site nurse, and to get cheaper medical coverage.
You mentioned that last week?
I did. You haven't listened to last week's episode.
I haven't listened to last week's yet. So I didn't know.
But,
you talked about such personal things as your health.
Yeah.
Assessment.
And to qualify for cheaper medical coverage, to say medical coverage for everybody, but I can pay less if I take this health risk assessment.
Where are you going with this?
So, well, I got my lab results back today.
And they care about that?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's your show.
But yeah, they came back. And you know what? I'm fat.
No.
No. Little weight problem.
No.
Little weight. Carrying a little extra junk in the trunk and the belly. Welcome to the triumphant return of Steven's book bag. Now, I've had this book that's been floating around for quite a while, and I wanted to save it for episode 25. It's an indie book, and it's called Junie Tough by David Bloodsaw. Lettering, colors, and cover layouts by L. Jamal Walton. And Junie Tough tells the story of our young hero, Junie. Junie is kind of a naive young dude who's put to work by Mr. Crookoff out at the dump, where he asks Junie to clean up a pile of waste. So Junie and his pal Goose get to cleaning up this waste, and they start to arguing, which turns into a fight, and soon Junie is thrown into this big pile of crap. Now this big pile of crap, which must be some kind of hazardous material, gives Junie superpowers. He has the ability to electrocute folks by touching them. And Junie, like any true young man who gets superpowers, decides not to use these powers to fight the good fight, but he wants to use them to get rich and famous. Now, I really enjoyed this book. It was really funny, and I liked how David, the writer, basically made Junie this, you know, the polar opposite of Peter Parker, because he gets his powers, and instead of saying to himself, with great power comes great responsibility, I must go out and do battle with the bad guys, you know, he wants to get money, he wants to pay his bills, he wants to be financially stable. So the first thing he sets out to do is to join the preeminent superhero team called the Terrific Team, and runs into a little trouble because he's not part of the union. He needs a union card. He needs his insurance card. You know, he has to fill out the proper application forms. He has to have all this stuff, which he doesn't have. So it's, like I said, it's a really funny book. I mean, it's an indie book, so the art doesn't look great, but it works for what the book is, which is a funny book. So check it out if you get a chance. You can learn more about the book over at junietuff.com. That's JOONYTUFF.com. And David, you've really got a great book here. It's, like I said, it's funny. If you like funny, check it out. And it's got a great cast of characters. We've got Ghetto Pain Man, who's kind of the male supporting character who seems to be on Junie's back a lot. We've got the female romantic character, Fast Girl. On the back of the book, it's got some characters we're going to see coming up. Glorious Man, the city's premier superhero and nemesis to Super Tough. The good Reverend Roy Dale Waters of the first, second, and fourth Holy Rock Spiritual Body of Ghost Revival Non-Denominational Church and his ongoing battle with Ghetto Pain Man. We've got 45 Caliber Girl, one of the most aggravated superheroes ever, and Big Steroid Rat Boy, the misunderstood supervillain. You know, David, I think you got a good start to what could very well be a great book here, and I hope to one day see it sitting on the shelves amongst the other books in my local comic book stores. Junie Tough, check it out, junietough.com. And that's what's in Steven's book bag this week.
Okay, you're going to listen to any, like, viewer, or you have that listener feedback? Or you're gonna
I do. Actually, I have
I'd
an
like
email.
I'd like to hear a couple of those. Let's do email.
A couple of emails I'd like to read. This first one's here is from Justin. He says, Steven, congrats on 25 episodes of
Yay!
Just Another Fanboy. I'm still loving the show, and I'm working on getting my wife to listen to the show, too.
There you go.
Being a fellow customer service operator, she can relate.
Been there, done that.
Anyways, have you read Doctor Strange, The Oath? No, I haven't. It's a great mini by Brian K. Vaughan and Marcos Martin. This is the first time I'm reading Doctor Strange as the main character and not just in a cameo or feature role. I'm really digging his concept and see that in the right hands, he could have a great monthly, and I hope Marvel will once again give him his own title, being the main magical character in the Marvel U. Marvel can go into all sorts of places that the X-Men, Spidey, and the Avengers can't go. I know he's been around for a long time. I feel like I've just discovered him. Do you think the Doc can handle his own title? I figure if Iron Fist can be one of the hottest books right now, couldn't the Doc have the same chance? I certainly hope so. Sincerely, Justin. I actually haven't.
I didn't understand any of that.
Well, it's because you don't read comics.
It's all Greek to me.
I haven't actually had a chance to read the Doctor Strange. I'm not really into the magical characters too much because there's the one thing I don't like about a lot of the magical characters in, well, DC and Marvel is there doesn't seem to be a lot of limits. There doesn't seem to be a lot of rules. It's like if you need something done, old Doc Strange can just come in and go and it's done.
That was creepy.
Yeah.
In person, that was creepy. Ooh, I'm going to skid over here.
But I have heard really good things about the Doctor Strange mini. And I do agree. I think Doctor Strange could have his own title if placed in the right creative hands. And I think right now he has been placed in the right creative hands.
That sounds familiar. Doctor Strange. Blooper. Nah, just let it go. Oh, I'm thinking Dr. Strange Love.
Yes.
Okay,
movie.
Never mind.
Not related.
Okay.
But
don't give him any ideas of new books because he's got enough.
I'm not going to pick that up. I actually dropped a couple titles just
good.
So I could start getting my books twice a month.
Okay, so we're not really saving any money.
No.
You're getting...
We're still spending the same
paying,
money.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that later.
Okay,
is that another email?
Yes, I got another email. This is from Heather.
Heather.
Hey, Steven, you may remember me. I'll give you a hint. I like eggs. Yes, I am that girl.
We love that girl.
We do.
We love that girl.
First off, all I have to say is I am so surprised. I never thought that it would be so big.
It being the eggs thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what she means.
Yeah, I'm trying to start a movement. The I like eggs movement.
Me too.
You know, I think I want
that
to be...
that sounds kind of gross.
I want that to... I'm hoping that the,
sorry, Heather.
When people think of eggs, they'll think of just another fanboy.
Yeah. And Heather.
She goes on to say, I was just being silly.
Love silly.
I'm very fond of
the
silly.
We're fond of the silliness here.
Every time I hear you use it or someone else use it in the listener's feedback, I freak out.
She's super freaky.
So I figured I would write in an email saying thank you. It may sound silly, but I have become more open with my silliness because of this show. So thank you very much, Heather. Yay, episode 25. And she's got a little signature here. I don't know if this is just standard that she has in her email, but it says, annoy Ton. I just screwed that
up. That's another blooper that we're not going to save for later. We'll just keep going with the flow because it's getting late.
Yes. annoy tiny blonde one. Annoy like the wind. Logan.
Yeah, that's creepy.
I don't know. It's from Veronica Logan, Mars.
Yeah. We don't.
Eccles. I don't know. I like it's that probably, quote, though. Annoy tiny blonde one. Annoy like the wind. But.
Interesting.
I like that
I
she has.
About that, Heather.
I like that she's become more silly because of the show.
The silliness is good.
You know, I run a Monty Python website, and there was a time that
the other love in your life. How much do you love them?
A lot.
So much that we
do what?
Named our daughter after one of them.
Palin.
Palin.
She's my little scrunchy one.
Yeah.
She's all crinkly.
Anyway.
But
silly, silly.
I had a little tagline to my Monty Python site once that said, keeping the world silly since 2002. And so I like to think that just another fanboy making
go
people.
Heather. Go, Heather. Go, Heather.
Can I finish?
It's my Valentine's gift. Cheap one.
So listen to the tagline. Tell me what you think. Just another fanboy making the world silly one listener at a time.
It should be one egg at a time.
I like eggs.
I like eggs.
I like to, I got to stop that too. You know, frying the bacon and then frying the eggs in the bacon grease.
That is so bad for you, fat boy.
It's probably why I'm fat.
Yeah.
That and the cheese.
You're going to become very familiar with a little friend of mine. Her name is Pam, as in the cooking spray, not the
Pam's too fancy
bacon.
For us. We can't afford that.
We'll get the generic.
Get the store-bought brand.
Low rent.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a voicemail?
Please.
Okay.
Let's hear how many voicemails. How many did you get this week? Quite a few.
Three or four.
Okay. Let's check them out.
Hi, Stephen. This is Kevin. I just wanted to congratulate you on episode number 25. I'm going to keep it short this time. I haven't been reading a whole lot. Just lots of family stuff. And I like eggs.
I like eggs.
Everybody likes eggs.
Everybody's liking the eggs.
I wonder what he means by lots of family stuff. Like
he's the guy that's been recommending Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
That's cool.
Yeah. And if I didn't spend so much on books already, I might think about picking that up.
I think our little girls would like that someday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I read stuff like that when I read comic books when I was a kid, like the Archie stuff and Casper, and we used to get comic books in our stockings for Christmas every Christmas morning every year. Because we would all get it. Me and my siblings, there were five of us. Would all get up super early, and mom and dad wanted to sleep in. So always in our stockings, we got a comic book. So something we could read and keep us busy and entertained for an hour or so until they woke up. So I'm not totally unfamiliar with the comic book stuff. But anywho, what else is going on? Got some more listener stuff?
I do. You want to hear another?
Yeah, another voicemail?
Yeah.
Let's do it, please.
Hey, honey, it's me, the missus. Just wanted to say congratulations on 25 of your little comic book thingies, whatever. Anyway, if you would, on the way home, would you stop and bring home a gallon of milk, some light bulbs, some laundry soap, scotch tape, and some coffee filters? Okay, I'd appreciate it. Oh, and a dozen eggs, because I like eggs. Thanks, hon. See you soon. Love you. Bye.
There it is again. I like eggs.
That was me.
That was you.
That was me. You forgot the light bulbs.
Sorry.
But that's because you like to keep it dark in here because you think this is your bat cave or something. But
whatever.
Yeah. You got everything else on the list. Good man. But no light bulbs. But yeah, I like eggs.
So.
That was me, the missus.
We're 32 minutes into this.
I'm having a great time.
I'm having a good time, too.
Yeah, this is all about us.
That's right. This show is for me. And don't judge me.
Don't you judge me. Okay, dead air.
Dead air.
Say something.
Well.
Say one of your clever little things. Or we're just going to have to keep filling it with, I like eggs. And nobody's going to like eggs if we keep doing that.
I talked to
him. Is that another email?
Talk to a moose. No, I don't have any more email.
Okay. Well, thanks, Justin and Heather.
Let's see. I did have something here.
In the meantime, talk amongst yourselves.
Actually, here is a from the board. I had posted over on the board over at cgspodcast.com/forum. Those are the guys that run the Geek Speak podcast. Mm-hmm. And I posted over there that we were going to have an episode 25, and if anybody wanted anything special, anything they liked. And
yeah.
Kevin Kwas posted that I would like to hear when there's a mix-up and poor Gary gets bopped for Norman. I thought that was a classic. That was one of our sponsors was the Violent Telegram
yes.
company. And
you just like that word, clavicle.
Clavicle.
Clavicle. That's the collarbone, for those of you who don't know. I think. I don't know. It's been a long time since I played Operation.
So, I guess he wants to hear it.
I think you should play it.
I have to find it.
Okay. You got to play it for the fans.
Okay, here we go. On a side note, I'd like to send a special telegram to Gary via the Violent Telegram Company in the form of a headbutt to the face.
What?
The telegram reads, "Get over it, old man. Everyone knows it stopped the cat box. Thank you."
Well, hey, what you picking on me for?
Settle down. I think Chris might be a little confused.
You're dang right he's confused. I'm the one who complained about the stop the cat box. I am Norman, Oklahoma. I am the pissed off one. He is Gary, Indiana, and he's just a kid, man. I mean, come on. What? Huh? What?
I'll get it, guys. You keep on talking. Well, I'll get the door.
You know, I just don't understand why. How could you confuse the two of us when we are both very dissimilar?
I know. I mean, I don't understand why he could. What?
I'm looking for Gary, Indiana.
Well, that's me.
Wait.
Oh. Your messages. Get over it, old man. Everyone knows it stopped the cat box.
Man, that weren't Thank cool. You. That weren't cool.
Man, he hit me in the nose with his head, man. That doesn't feel good, Come man. On. I think Come I'm going to go lay down.
Come on, buddy. I'll go take you somewhere. Bad. Let's go lay down.
Gary and Norman are some wacky guys.
Yeah, that's good stuff right there.
Yeah.
They're good guys.
I feel bad for Gary.
Gary's a sweetheart.
He's a sweet boy.
Yeah.
I have another podcast message
okay.
to play. This is from the guys
from... We'll bravos to you.
Yes, from the Comic Geek Speak podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Just two of the geeks.
Can I just say something about Gary and Norman real quick?
Yeah.
And who's the new guy?
Deliberate Jones.
Yeah. Didn't somebody write in or call in saying that they'd like to have like a round table discussion with you and all of the guys?
Yeah, we couldn't get them all together in the same room for that.
Can't get them all together in the same room for that, people.
No.
Gonna be stepping on Superman's cape and pulling the mask off the old Lone Ranger.
Norman and Dee don't really like each other too much.
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it
is. Well, let's just say you're a multi-talented man.
I don't know what that means.
Well, maybe somebody will pick up on that and... It does take hours for you to do this show, so maybe people will understand without coming right out and saying it. That anyway.
I don't know what that means.
Exactly.
But the comic
think on it, people.
Two of the fellows from Comic Geek Speak, which there's many of the geeks, but Peter Rios and
That's
Adam
just a cool name.
Murdo. Yes.
Rios.
Peter Rios and Adam Murdo, the Murd, as they
That's
call him.
That's a good
him,
name too.
Sent over a happy 25th. And I have to give a shout out to Webhead from the Geek Speak boards, because when I got, I believe Brian from Geek Speak sent me the clip, it was an MW, I don't know what kind of file it was, but apparently it's one of these newfangled files that just doesn't work well.
Newfangled?
It doesn't work well on my old Windows Millennium Edition PC here, so...
Low rent. Whatever happened to your low rent tips of the week? You ran out.
Yeah, I don't have any more
you
tips.
Used them all up. Yeah. Maybe. Okay. Go ahead.
But because of the dial-up.
With your own darn podcast.
Because of my dial-up connection, I couldn't. I was not. Oh, it's my son Simon who's just come in. So.
Simon's got a tummy ache. You have to excuse me for a minute.
Okay. Karen's going to go take the boy to bed. Simon, would you like to come say hi? Okay. My boy's got a tummy ache. But due to my dial-up connection, I couldn't download the proper software to convert the file over to MP3, and I was panicking because I really wanted to include the clip from the Geek Speak fellas And so I posted an emergency help post over on the GeekSpeak boards, and Webhead stepped up to the plate. I emailed him the file and he converted it to MP3 for me. So it's on here because of Webhead. Thanks.
Here we go.
Hey, Steven, this is Peter Rios.
And this is Adam Murdo.
And from a couple of geeks to just another fanboy, we want to wish you a happy 25th episode anniversary.
Keep up the good work and keep us laughing for another 25.
See ya.
I'm at GeekSpeak.
Excellent.
Nice guys.
Yeah, I'm back.
Simon, go down okay?
Yeah, I put him in our bed to rest. You know what was really cute when he came out, though?
No.
He was carrying his little Spider-Man. Did you notice that?
No, I didn't.
His little stuffed Spider-Man.
That's nice.
Yeah, next generation.
Yeah, just this past weekend, both of our parents were over. Simon, he's 4, and we're all sitting around the table, and my mom's over there, and I say, Simon, what's Superman's name? And he says, Clark Kent. I said, what's Batman's name? And he says, Bruce Wayne. So what's the Flash's name? And he says, Wally West.
He knows them all.
And my mom says, you're really filling him full of useless information.
I'm filling his head with useless information. But
we had to throw down.
Yeah. Yeah. I had to get into it with my MIL.
Yeah. So let's move along. Let's play another from the Raging Bullets podcast.
Okay. And
you haven't listened to this one yet.
Okay, cool.
So
I'd like to hear it.
Play that one.
Please.
This is Sean and Jim from Raging Bullets wishing you a happy 25th episode. Do you remember our 25th episode?
Oh, God. I'm still having nightmares and flashbacks.
Anyway, 25th is a big episode. I remember when we hit ours, it was like a very proud moment for us. So congratulations to you. Enjoy the moment because 25, it's a landmark number. I've been chatting with you in the forum about Madman Atomic Comics, and Jim and I have an offer for you. When Madman Atomic Comics number 1 comes out, if you'd like to do a crossover, because we can't normally discuss it on our podcast, I'm a big fan of Madman. I'm really excited about the new series coming in. If you want to talk about the new issue, we would be happy to join you. So we're kind of throwing the challenge out there in honor of your 25th episode that we'd like to join you and chat about Madman Atomic Comics. Anyway, congratulations on the 25th. Enjoy it, and we'll be listening in.
Raging Bullets.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, they are an all DC podcast. So Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Green Arrow, that's all they deal with.
So when they say they can't talk about it on theirs, that's why.
Yeah, because Madman is being released by Image, and I'm a big Madman fan. And Sean, I believe it was Sean I've been talking to.
That's because you're a Madman.
I believe it was Sean I've been talking to over the GeekSpeak boards. He offered me this opportunity to have them come on the show, and we'll talk about Madman. And at first I thought, you know, I wasn't going to be able to do it because a lot of these podcasts, they communicate through Skype, and I have a dial-up connection, like I said, low rent.
I think you've mentioned that a couple of times.
Yes, and so Skype doesn't really work well. But as he told me, I can do it over the phone, and they'll record it and then send it to me, and I'll stick it on my podcast.
That's awesome.
So that'll be fun.
That's a lot of love being thrown your way. Yeah. You feeling good about your 25th?
Yes.
Yeah.
Feeling very good about it.
Good. I am too.
So do you want to hear another one?
Yes.
Joe and Jimmy from Comic News Insider.
Roll the tape.
Hey, this is Joe.
And Jimmy from Comic News Insider.
We'd like to congratulate just another fanboy for 25 great episodes.
25 great years. Oh, wait, no.
Episodes.
What's the anniversary of 25? Like platinum or something? We'll send you a platinum, like,
yes.
Super Friends necklace or something. Congratulations.
See ya.
Rocket.
Okay, so I guess before I send you off to bed.
That was hilarious,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, those are good guys. Those are some guys I'd like to hang out with. Jimmy, okay. Jimmy and Joe,
yeah.
Comic News Insider.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I guess that's the one thing that I do dislike about being the low rent fanboy is that I don't get to go to a lot of cons that all these, for example, the New York Comic Con, pretty much all of these guys, except for the panelologists, because they're over in England, they're all going to be at the New York Comic Con. You know,
which is a word I'd never heard in my lifetime until I met you.
Comic-Con.
Yeah. Yeah.
Comic Con. Just... Let me rock it. Let me rock it. Let me rock Comic Con.
Okay.
So we have
Before
one.
You send me off to bed. What did you say?
Well, we have one last voicemail.
I'm tired. I'm coming down off of my caffeine high. Yeah.
Norman's off in the kitchen, and he wants to get in here and do his thing.
And I got a sick boy in bed. Yeah. So
I got one last voicemail, and it's interesting.
Okay.
So
let's hear it.
Hi, Steven. I'm sorry I screwed up last week and you had to fire me. So I'm going to try again. Yippee-doo, episode 25. You're awesome. I do have a request one of these days. I know you highlight the stuff and you said that you really care for the more violent graphic novels. And it just if you come across one that is like the Frank Miller series, and I'm having a brain fart. I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, it would be interesting to have a list. You know what? Just don't even play this. I'm going to try again. Bye.
Yeah, I played it anyway.
What the heck?
I think what she was trying to get at was Frank Miller's...
I hope you know.
Frank Miller's Sin City. She's asked me about it before in an email. If you like Frank Miller's Sin City, if you are more inclined towards the violent books, which I don't know. I don't think I'm more inclined to them, but I do like the Sin City. I recommend reading Preacher because you can get those from your library.
You've talked about that one a lot. You've tried to get me to read that one, I think.
Yeah,
in the
you
past.
Wouldn't like it.
Oh.
I probably have back in the day, but knowing you more now than I did then, yeah, you wouldn't like it.
Okay.
It's violent. It's graphic.
Well, yeah.
A lot of cussing.
No. Oh, no, no, no.
Nudity.
Okay.
Religious themes.
Well, yeah, I like that.
You would, no.
No, okay.
You wouldn't like it. So.
Okay.
All right. So I guess this ends our 45-minute long segment of you hijacking.
And it's been podcast. Fun.
Yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
And you did get me a toaster, too, for Valentine's Day.
I did. I brought a toaster home.
Did. And that's actually a really nice gift for me because it's something I wanted. Because mine, well, I won't go in, well, yeah, I'll go into the story now.
Okay.
I saw on a news program, one of the morning news programs last week, that the toaster I currently own is earmarked to be a collector's item someday. It's one of those Target ones that Graves guy, the artist.
Yeah, it's a toaster.
Yeah, but it's kind of like a retro-looking one. Anyway, it's going to be worth something someday, probably. So I wanted to stop using it immediately, but I couldn't because I didn't have another toaster, so...
We own a valuable toaster.
Apparently. So it was the same one that was on the kitchen set of Dharma and Greg.
Did not
Isn't
know that.
Isn't that neat?
Did not know
so
that.
So it's already famous, but someday it might be worth something. So I have a new toaster now, and I thank you for that. Of course, you bought yourself a DVD player tonight, too, for,
yeah,
for Valentine's Day.
We needed one of those. Though,
I got a
too,
toaster. Because... He got a DVD player.
Yeah.
And I got to be on the show.
Can I get a yay, yay?
Yay, yay. Got to own the show. Thank you, listeners, for letting me have this opportunity.
Yeah.
My 45 minutes of fame.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
this is not what we had planned, actually.
No, I don't think
so. We were
so.
Just going to have a nice little maybe 10-minute conversation about the show and segments that you liked. And
But I don't get out of the house very much.
10 turned into 45 minutes. Maybe, you know, if it goes over well, we'll have you back.
Yeah, I think they probably would rather hear just... You doing your thing, but
silky smooth tones.
That's you, baby.
All right. Well, let's.
Okay.
Let's,
I'm off to bed. It's late.
Let's end the segment with a little view from the episode.
Yeah.
With the little view from Norman, Oklahoma.
Yeah, I have
so,
to go have a talk with him before I head back about carrying around a gun in my
know.
House.
He brought
children.
A gun into the house.
That's not cool with me.
No.
That's not cool. So he needs to make sure.
Shut up, Norman. Shut up. You're gonna be on
He's
in a second.
He's got a mouthy thing.
Anyway.
I'll go have a talk with him. He knows. He listens to me.
Here, I'll switch into announcer mode and set it up.
All right.
And now the view from Norman, Oklahoma, a weekly segment in which our resident bitter old fanboy pisses and moans about the state of the comic book industry or just anything that generally pisses him off.
That's good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Norman, Oklahoma.
Hey, Normie.
this morning when I spied a pair of deer off to my right.
Norm.
What?
Can you handle this by yourself?
What do you mean, can I handle this by myself?
Why, you know, I just need to go use the restroom.
Yeah.
And I just want to make sure you're okay out here for, I don't know, 10 minutes by yourself.
I can handle this by myself. What are you talking about?
Well, you just, you know, I've never left you alone in the studio before.
Studio? Are you high or something? This is your living room. And besides, I ain't alone. Gary's here.
Yeah, man, I'm here.
Hey, don't forget about me, Deliberate Jones. I'm here, too. What's so funny?
That's good stuff. Anyway, man, we're all right. We're all right. You go to the bathroom.
All right.
We'll handle it here in the studio.
We're all right.
Okay, all right. I'll be about 10 minutes, guys. Just, I'll quietly come back in.
Whatever.
So I don't interrupt you guys, all right?
Whatever. Can we handle ourselves? What's his problem anyway? Like, what's gonna happen? You know?
I know.
All right.
I know.
Okay. Where was I?
Okay.
I was on my way to work this morning when I spied a pair of deer off to my right standing calmly in a field just watching me drive by. Now, what's going on there? Doesn't this disturb anyone else? Can we not all see what's really going on with the deer in our world these days? They are no longer afraid of man. Evidently, our hunters aren't out there doing what needs to be done each deer season. They aren't out there striking fear into the hearts of deer everywhere. If our orange-clothed brethren were correctly doing their job, then deer everywhere would run screaming in terror at the sight of man. Yet there these deer were, fearless, arrogant. We need to put a stop to all those deer out there who feel that they have a right to just be out walking about on our public roads. Now, I've never really been a deer lover, but I've never really disliked them either. Live and let live, that's my motto. However, after hitting two deer with my car within a year's time, I've really become a deer hater. And God save any deer that puts itself in my path. Get those hunters out there, I say. Let's thin that deer population down quite a bit so that I don't have to drive with my heart in my throat every time I get in my car. I support the right to bear arms. I support the right to arm bears. I support anything and everything we can do to kill off a couple thousand deer so I can feel safe driving those public back roads again. Of course, I'm not really here to endorse a campaign to slaughter all the deer in the world just so I can keep my attention off the roadside searching for deer instead of where it should be. Searching the road itself for all the stupid people we have behind the wheel out there. No, I think that there's another answer. An alternative that will keep the deer alive and thriving, yet will keep them in the woods where they belong and as far away from humans as possible. Here's what I'm proposing. We should gather up a large group of deer and make them watch Bambi. That's right, Bambi. The Disney movie about that cute little deer. I think once the deer population gets a load of that movie, we won't have to worry about them anymore. You see, in Bambi, the deer and other innocent woodland creatures encounter men only twice during the entire flick. The first time is near the beginning of the film when a group of hunters kill Bambi's mother and set fire to the forest. The second time men enter the film is near the end when Bambi is all grown up. The men show again in the form of hunters, and after setting their dogs on Bambi, they set fire to the forest. If that doesn't send a message to the deer world that men are not to be trifled with, I don't know what will. Bambi is pretty much telling animals everywhere that men are to be feared. Not only will we kill you and your loved ones, we will set fire to your home. What's that all about, anyway? In Bambi, human beings in general are portrayed as bloodthirsty pyromaniacs whose only goal in life is the eradication of the forest and all that dwell within. Was this really what Walt Disney was trying to say? That man is inherently evil while all the woodland creatures are innocent and fluffy and cuddly and have never done anyone any harm? Apparently, Walt's never had the passenger side mirror ripped off his car by some innocent deer out to get his jollies by dodging cars on the freeway. Evidently, Mr. Disney was a little too busy making plans to have his head frozen to go out and drive America's back roads at night and flinch at every shadow that projects itself onto the road. That's the problem that arises from hitting not one, but two deer within the space of a year. You flinch and jerk every time something moves in your peripherals when you're out driving. You choke on your heart each time a shadow moves in the ditch ahead of you. You swallow your own vomit whenever a dog runs out from the yard of a farmhouse. Okay, maybe that's just me. But driving used to be a fun activity for me. It was a way of escape. I could kick up the AC to near intolerable levels, light up a cigarette, throw a little hair metal into the CD player, and just cruise. Now, however, I am in constant watch and wait mode. My eyes are swerving from the left to the right, always watching, always knowing that the next mile could be my last. I curse at each car that dares to speed by me on one of these backcountry roads. I hope you hit a deer, I scream at him, my mouth frothing and my eyes bulging as I shake my fist in anger at the receding taillights. No one should have to live like this, but I do. I do because I am now in the know. I know what's really going on out there with the deer in the forest. I know why they no longer seem afraid of man. I know because I looked into the eye of that first deer I hit. I couldn't help it. The dang thing's head smacked against my windshield, and I looked directly into its eye before it bounced off my hood and then bounded away to die alone in the woods. I saw what was in that eye, and what I saw wasn't fear. It was hate. Pure and simple hate for all men. It was then that I knew that the deer were plotting against us. I'm not sure why, but I could see from the look in that deer's eye that it was true. Maybe they're sick of all the hunting we do. Maybe they feel that they were here first and that we are the intruders. Maybe, just maybe, the deer have seen Bambi. I think that's it. I think that one lone deer out there crept up to a drive-in theater while the place was showing Bambi, and that solitary deer believed the propaganda that Disney was spewing. That deer saw the movie and came away with the feeling that man had to be stopped, so it went forth and told its tale to any and all deer it encountered. Soon a movement was formed in the deer world, a movement with no other purpose than the complete and total eradication of man. I could see it in the eye of that deer that took its own life in an attempt to take mine. That's the tactics being used by deer currently. Hang out on the roadside and look for cars full of people and take them out by any means necessary. Why do you think these accidents involving cars and deers only happen during the dusky hours? 'Cause that's when they're near invisible. But it's not going to be long before they realize that this plan is too slow. It's not going to be long before the deer decide to take it up a notch, and soon we'll have an army of pissed off deer storming a nuclear missile silo in an attempt to get a hold of a nuke. And once that happens, all hell's going to break loose. So prepare, good people. Arm yourselves. Stock up on canned food and keep close to your loved ones, because the deer are coming. And when they do, they'll come on silent feet. I'm taking a big risk telling you all this. I know they've targeted me. They've tried twice already to take me out. I can feel them watching me now as I speak. But I can't lie down. I must fight. The people need to be informed of the danger that the world is facing. The people must know. The people must know. Be wary. The deer are out there.
All right, I'm back. How'd it go without me?
Ah!
What the heck?
Aw, man, I think I just shot Steven in the face.
What'd you go and do that for?
Well, I didn't mean to do it. I thought it was a deer sneaking up on me.
Well, dang, Norman, what are we supposed to do now?
I don't know. Let me think a minute.
We're in trouble now, Norman.
Okay, I just shot Steven in the face. Now, what do we do? I know. We can get rid of the body. What? We can take it out back and bury it in the backyard. I don't know. Are we still recording?
Aw, dang, Norman.
Calm down now. Okay. What can we do here? We're still recording. Okay, wait a minute.
What?
He's still breathing. Okay. He's still breathing, so he's still alive. Okay. Gary, here's what I'm gonna do. You end the show, and I'm gonna call 911.
Okay.
And get an ambulance out here.
Okay.
And get him on a stretcher. Get him to the hospital.
Okay.
So you end the show. I'm gonna go call 911. End the show, Gary.
Okay. I guess I'm gonna end the show here. Goodness. He's got some. How do I end the show? Oh, he's got some notes. Okay. I guess that brings another episode to a close. Tell us what you think about the show. Send an email in at justanotherfanboy@gmail.com and let us hear your thoughts. You can also call the Just Another Fanboy voice line at 1-877-309-8367, extension 212. The theme song for the show is Comic Book by the Super Spies. Find it and information about the band at garageband.com. The rest of the music from this week's episode comes from the Podshow Podsafe Music Network at musicnotpodshow.com. So until next week, I'm Steve. I'm Gary, and I'm just another fanboy. Oh, Lord.
Okay, the ambulance is on its way, so good. We're in the clear. Just...
Oh, good.
Just don't tell us why.
Don't tell us why?
Yeah.
She's gonna know.
I don't know.
She's gonna know.
Oh, man.
She's gonna know, Norman.
I don't know.
Oh, man.
Bye-bye, Daddy.
Good job. Yay.
Gary. Gary. Yeah. I just talked to the, ambulance driver. Yeah? The EMT said that it doesn't look fatal.
Oh, good.
Looks like I shot him in the clavicle.
The clavicle?
So he's probably gonna be out for a week.
A week? What about next week's episode?
Oh, no.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.